The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Age-Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. Barbara is here to keep you educated on elder care issues. She will give you the information you need to help your aging loved one and yourself. Now, here is your host, Barbara Friesner.
Good morning and welcome to Age-Wise Living. Thanks so much for joining us today. I am so delighted to be here and to have all of you here too. I'm your host, Barbara Friesner. My company is Age-Wise Living, and I am a generational coach. And we have such an interesting show for you today. With everything that's going on in the financial world, it's hard to know what's a good idea and what's a bad idea, and what's a good idea for you, such as reverse mortgages, especially when you have products being pitched by people like Robert Wagner. I mean, Jonathan Hart wouldn't steer you wrong, would he? And he may have a great product. I don't know. That's the problem. How do you know? So today we have an expert on reverse mortgages to help us sort it all out and to help you figure out if reverse mortgages are right for you. Before we start, though, I want to let you know about a really great and free teleseminar that I will be doing on July 15th. Remember last week I told you about my new program called the Ultimate Caregiver Success System? Well, because I feel so passionately about the information, I'm actually giving all 13 steps of the Ultimate Caregiver Success System for free. I did this program this past Thursday, and it was such a success that I'm going to open it up to the world. I'm so proud of it because it really, I got so many wonderful comments about it. So it's information that I really want people to have. So as I said, the free teleseminar will be on July 15th. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's July 15th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's free, but you will have to register in order to get the call-in information. It's a teleseminar, so it's all by phone. You sit in your pajamas and you put your feet up and you dial in and you listen to the teleseminar. And at the end, you get to ask questions. So you know it's live. I'm there. But it is something that you will have to register for. So to get the call-in information, I will let you know on next week's show how to register. Now, I also want to let you know that I am letting people know how to register in my newsletter. And if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, you may want to, because registration is on a first-come, first-served basis. And you'll probably hear how to sign up for the free teleseminar in my newsletter before you hear it next Tuesday on next week's show. So, to sign up for my newsletter, just go to agewiseliving.com. You'll see a button on the left-hand side that says sign up for newsletter. Again, that's agewiseliving.com. So I really hope you will. I'm really excited about that. I'm really proud of it. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, with that, let's welcome a real-life expert on reverse mortgages. His name is Dennis Haber. And Dennis, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you here. And Dennis Haber, Esquire, is the Executive Vice President of Agency for Consumer Equity with offices in Elmsford, New York, which is in Westchester County, and Garden City, Long Island, New York, which is the office where he is located. And Dennis is a prolific writer of provocative reverse mortgage articles, and I never heard of reverse mortgage articles being called provocative before, so worth checking out. Ann Dennis has been published in the prestigious New York Law Journal, the Reverse Mortgage Review, Senior Market Advisor, and many other publications. His book is called Piggy Bank Your Home, Tap into the Power of a Reverse Mortgage. And it's recently been updated and translated into Spanish, so well done you. He has also written the reverse mortgage chapters in three books. One is Happily Ever After, Achieving the Retirement of Your Dreams. The second one is The CPA's Guide to Long-Term Planning. And this summer, the summer of 2009, he will be writing the reverse mortgage chapter for the Boomer's Financial Guide to Multi-Generational Planning. Dennis has also submitted testimony to Congress on reverse mortgage legislation and has been honored with the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association Award for outstanding achievement in the reverse mortgage industry. So congratulations. Well, well done.
Well, thank you.
And again, welcome, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi. So with that, you are definitely the person to ask. So let's go ahead and get started with a basic question, and that is, what exactly is a reverse mortgage? And how does a reverse mortgage work?
Okay. Good question, and that really is a wonderful place to start. It's really a cutting-edge kind of a loan program because it's easy to get. And it provides what I call a bucket full of money for seniors that ordinarily would not be able to have access to some additional money in their life. And if we look at what the landscape looks like, I think we're going to find a number of things. Number one, we're going to see that seniors generally have less time to recover from some financial losses. Certainly what has gone on in the marketplace today is indicative of that. I think seniors have fewer job opportunities. I think they also have many more health issues than younger folks have. And we're also seeing a phenomenon out there. And Barbara, I think you know you can comment on this very well, is that we see grandparents taking care of the grandkids.
Yes.
Typically, the parents have been either incarcerated or they've died in a tragic accident or whatever, but those numbers of grandparents taking care of the grandkids has really spiked. And the question is, where does one get money to help things out? And now we're seeing something a bit different, but we're seeing a lot. And I wonder if you're seeing this too, Barbara, a lot of the adult children moving back home because of either foreclosure issues, divorce, or layoff from jobs. Are you seeing that kind of thing?
I see that a lot. I'm seeing that a lot more because the questions that come up to me now are either I'm moving in with my parents and, you know, me alone, me and my children, me and my spouse are moving in with my parents, my aging parents, or they're moving in with us. And what do we do? You know, how do we make it so that it isn't, you know, a terrible kind of situation where we're at each other's throats like we were when we were teenagers?
Right.
I'm seeing that much more. And you mentioned it as taking care of the children, and or the grandchildren, even if the parents are not, you know, incarcerated or whatever, just having someone to sit for the kids during the day because both of the children work.
Right, right. Well, specifically then, what the reverse mortgage is I call it a very special and different kind of a loan, and it's a different kind of a loan because, A, it's easy to get, and it was really created for our elders that own their own home, and it really takes the financial burden off their shoulders. And so how does it work? Well, it works by creating what I call a bucket of money that can be accessed in a variety of ways. A senior can get it on a monthly basis, a one-time lump sum, partial lump sum, use it as a line of credit, just take the money when they need it, or they can do a combination of these things. So that's what the reverse mortgage is creating a bucket of money that one can access. during their lifetime in a variety of ways.
Okay. So far that sounds pretty good. So let's talk about some of the specifics of it, because that sounds so easy. And these days things scare me that sound easy. So first of all, who is eligible for a reverse mortgage? You mentioned seniors, the elderly. Who is eligible?
Well, specifically, there are criteria, and specifically, one must be at least 62 years of age. Now, people say, well, you know, if one is disabled and they're not 62, can they qualify for the reverse mortgage? And the answer is no. Unequivocally, it is age-based. So one element, one needs to be 62 years of age. They need to own the home. And the third element is it must be a primary residence. They must be living there.
And so, wait a minute, when you say they must own the home, does that mean they must own it outright, that there's no mortgage on it or anything?
No. When owning the home has nothing to do with any kind of liens that are against the property, yes, ultimately that will come into play to see whether the reverse mortgage is something that makes sense. But as far as eligibility, 62, own the home, primary residence, one can now qualify for a reverse mortgage. Then, like I said just 2 moments ago, then it becomes a question whether it makes sense to move forward with. So let's do this. Let's say we have a husband and wife. The husband is 65 and the wife is 60, and they both own the home. Can they get a reverse mortgage? And the answer to that question would be no, because they must each be at least 62.
Okay.
So then let's say we have a situation where husband and wife are both 65, and the wife lives, for whatever reason, let's say the wife lives out of town. So the husband lives in the house, the wife lives out of town, and they both own the home, and they're both 62 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Can, in that scenario, can they get a reverse mortgage? And the answer in that case would be no, because the wife is not using the home as her primary residence. So let's take another example, because these examples help ferret out some of the issues that we see on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So let's say we have a husband and wife again. They're both 65 years of age, and they both own the home. But in this case, the wife doesn't live in the home. But the wife, something happened, let's say, medically to the wife, and she resides in a nursing home. In this case, can the husband obtain the reverse mortgage? And the answer is yes, because there is a nursing home exemption to the requirement. Now, and here's something that we see quite a bit, and one must tread very, very carefully. Let's say we have a husband and wife. The wife is not of reverse mortgage age, like in our very first example.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the husband says, and the wife agrees, to come off the deed. So the wife is no longer entitled. Can the husband now get the reverse mortgage? And the answer is yes, because he is of reverse mortgage age, and he's using the home as his primary residence.
These are great examples, and I want to hear more examples, because I think you're absolutely right. This really clarifies it. What we're going to do right now is we're going to stop for a short break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age Wise Living. And our guest today is Dennis Haber. And when we come back, he's going to be answering more questions about reverse mortgages. And for more information about Dennis, you can check out his blog, the Reverse Mortgage Blog, at DennisHaber.com, where he helps keep industry informed. And if you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, again, it's AgeWiseLiving.com. And we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, and welcome back to Age Wise Living, and I am Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Dennis Haber, and he is answering questions about reverse mortgages. And before we went to break, Dennis was giving us some examples of who is eligible for reverse mortgage. And I have a question for you as it relates to that. I want you to give as many examples as you have. But one question that I have is there a, like with Medicaid, you know, setting up for that, is there a time limit that you can take or an amount of time that you have to wait after you take your spouse off of the papers, the deed to the house, before you can apply or are eligible?
The answer to that is no.
Okay.
We'll get into that perhaps a little later, but right now, no. But there is a risk. Let's talk about that for a moment, because that's important.
Yeah.
So we left with the issue where a wife comes off title.
Right.
And now the husband gets the reverse mortgage, okay?
Right.
But now the husband passes away. So what happens? What position now is the wife in? Well, because she was not, and this is very, very critical, and everybody needs to listen very carefully, because the wife was not a party to the reverse mortgage transaction, because she was A, ineligible because of her age, and she was taken off title so that the husband could do it. When the husband passes away, the loan becomes due. So unless there was some advanced planning like life insurance in place so that the amount of those life insurance funds would be sufficient to pay off the reverse mortgage, the wife would typically have to then sell the residence And if she wanted to live there, well, that's no longer an option because the loan becomes due upon the death of the spouse, or in this case, the husband. If there was, if husband and wife got the reverse mortgage, then the loan becomes due upon the death of the survivor. But in this case, there was only one borrower, which was the husband. So upon his death, the loan becomes due. So you can see it's very, very, very critical to investigate this when we have one spouse who is doing the reverse mortgage and the other spouse comes off title. Very, very, very important to do that.
Yeah, to really look at the financial planning and to say what happened and what happens with all of the scenarios that could possibly happen, because you also have his children now saying it's his estate, and for estate planning, if it's through probate or not probate, I mean, there are a lot of ramifications to it.
Absolutely, and you know, it's like any field. Overwhelmingly, the people that are in the field, in the reverse mortgage industry, are good, caring people. They care about their customers and their clients. However, you know, as in any industry, there are those who simply want to get a deal done, and they'll say to people, listen, we need, you know, you need to do this reverse mortgage, take the one spouse off title, and the loan's not go, even though the loan is really for the one spouse, it's not going to affect the other spouse if the one that got the reverse mortgage passes away first. People say that all the time, and it's 100% incorrect. So the audience really needs to be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you choose? I mean, just sort of jumping ahead a little bit, how do you choose the right loan officer, or how do you choose the right company? How do you know whether you've got somebody who's you know, giving you bunk, or if you've got somebody who really knows what they're talking about, especially since if you need the money, you hear what you want to hear?
Well, isn't that the case with a lot of things? We all hear what we want to hear, right? But, you know, that's a great question, and there's no magic bullet. I mean, there's no one thing that I could articulate and say this is what you need to know or what you need to do in order to get that loan originator or salesperson that is going to work in your interest. Unfortunately, the burden, or fortunately, the burden falls on the person making the decision, and they cannot abrogate that decision. So one of the things that I think is important, and there are about four or five things that I think are key, and one of those things is that you really want that person that you're working with, that loan originator or salesman, to get inside your mind to find out what the issues are, to see what challenges that one is having, and look at the problem and look at things from the eyes of the client. That's very, very important.
So you're saying that you need to make sure that you give them all the information so that they can help you to make the right decision.
Exactly. So if it's simply somebody who comes to the home and, you know, knocks on the door and their only goal is to get you to sign on the bottom line, you know, just run the other way. You know, just forget them. They need to be concerned and interested about the things that concern and interest, you know, that particular individual. The other thing that I think is important is that borrowers today, seniors today, have to look at this loan originator or salesman as the quarterback. It is that person that's going to set the expectations, and they're going to provide just about all the information that that senior is going to hear about this program. And so if you don't choose wisely, information that you get from this individual could be totally incorrect. Now, there is some safeguards in the system for like that when it happens, and one of the big safeguards is that anybody that gets reverse mortgage has to go through independent HUD-approved counseling agency. And it is this HUD-approved counseling agency that also goes over some of those specifics as well.
So what is this
Barbara, so
HUD
that
agency?
Built in what I call protection, but again, what you said earlier I think is so true. People hear what they want to hear and see what they want to see, and you know, that's the bottom line. So if also somebody says to you, if I said to you, Barbara, trust me, don't worry, that's not important, or, boy, is that a stupid question. You know,
Run the other way.
I don't even have to tell you what you're going to tell me. I mean, I don't think your listeners want to hear what you're going to tell me.
I agree.
Yeah. Then there is what I think is, you know, people,
because I'm from New York, you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, right. That's why I sort of cut you off. You know, the other thing is, most people believe that the most important decision that one is going to make about this is whether to get the reverse mortgage or not. And I say, absolutely not. That is not the most important decision. That's not the most important answer to a question that is the focal point. The most important question or decision that one is going to make is, who are you going to engage in the reverse mortgage process? Who is that person that you're going to choose to help you get where you need to go? Would you agree with that?
I would, because I think that whether or not you do it, if you get the wrong person, they're going to tell you to do it, and you don't know any better, so you're going to do it. So you have to get somebody who's the right person.
And I also think it's very, very important for seniors to notice a number of things. You know, when they're talking to somebody, is that person looking them in the eye? Are they making
mm-hmm.
eye contact? Is that person taking, and I will tell you up front, the terminology, the concepts when it comes to reverse mortgages are a bit complex. And you know, the terminology is totally different. Nothing that one is used to. And it's incumbent upon the loan officer to make things easy to understand. I personally think that's what an expert is. An expert is one who could take something very complex, break it down into component parts, and make it easy for somebody, for the uninitiated, to understand. And it's also important for that person who is working with that particular client to go over the positives and the negatives, the advantages and the disadvantages, and the pluses and the minuses of the program. Just to say that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, because it may not be for you. Sliced bread may not be the best thing. And I also tell people that to find some of the best people, you need to ask friends, ask associates, go to the local Rotary Club and ask who someone they would recommend, because these are people that they're going to have to see every week. And to really get references, but to get referrals from your friends and your neighbors and people who have been through this, so that and people who are in the neighborhood, so that you really get a sense of so you know that it's somebody that's been around and other people are still saying nice things about.
Well, you know,
before we continue, we're going to stop here for a short break. Again, this is Barbara Friesner, and you are listening to AgeWise Living, and our wonderful guest today is Dennis Haber. And when we come back, he's going to answer more questions about reverse mortgages. And you can purchase Dennis's book, which is called Piggyback Your Home, at any bookstore, or you can order it at Amazon.com, or you can go to his website, which is piggybankyourhome.com. So with that, we will be right back and see you in a few.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary get-acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we are talking with Dennis Haber, and he's answering questions about reverse mortgages. And before we went to break, I had mentioned about talking to friends, and then during the break you said, yes, but. So I want to give you an opportunity, because I think what you were saying about, you know, the caveat that you gave to that was really important. So, Dennis, why don't you tell our audience what you were saying on the break?
Great. What I was saying was, you know, and it's really important to get other people involved. I think it is, to get other people involved in the decision-making process. I mean, I will tell you, sometimes clients say to me, but Dennis, you know, I don't want my kids to know or whatever. But when one goes out and starts talking to people, which is a good thing, you want to know, however, that they know what they're talking about. Because this is rather complex, and so many stories have been printed in the paper, have been discussed in the media, both good and bad about the program, the question becomes, well, who do I believe? You know, if an article comes out and it says, this is terrible, or if a friend says, you know, this is the worst thing since whenever, don't do it, stay away from it at all costs, how do you know they're simply not repeating something without any basis in fact?
Right.
And that's very, very important to try to determine and discern whether the person who is giving the advice has a modicum of real information about the program, because I will tell you, not because I'm in this industry, but I obviously have done a lot of research, and if this was not something that was a great program and really making a difference in people's lives, I certainly would not have continued in such an industry. Because I will tell you, Barbara, at the end of the day, the feeling, what is the better feeling than going home knowing that you helped families at the end of the day, and that's the greatest feeling going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. And point well made. And I appreciate you making it. Now let's get into some of the nitty-gritty about the reverse mortgages themselves. So one question that I'm asked a lot when the subject of reverse mortgages comes up is, how much money can a senior get from a reverse mortgage? Is it enough to make it worth it?
Well, there are three things. Before I give you a specific dollar amount, there are three things that determine how much money one can get.
Okay.
So the first thing is age. So the older one is, the more money one can get. So getting back to the example where there's a husband and wife, one is, you know, let's say 65, the other is 63, the age that's going to be used is the younger. So it's the younger of the two. So, you know, an 80-year-old and you have a 70-year-old, well, it's going to be the age of the 70-year-old that's used. So age is one factor. The
okay.
other factor is
one time that it actually pays to be older, right?
Yeah, exactly. Value of the home is the second thing that determines how much money one can get. So, but it's value of the home up to a limit. And that limit, and here's the real good news, and that limit, since 2008, the end of 2008, has gone up tremendously, and I'll get back to that in one moment. And the third thing that determines how much money one can get is something called the expected interest rate, and that, just think of the bond market, what's happening in the financial markets. That does have an impact on how much one can get. So the three things, age, value of the home up to a certain limit, and the expected interest rate, give us a number, and that number is called the principal limit. I call it the starting point. From that starting point, things get deducted to get us to the net amount that one can get. So from 2006 to the end of 2008, that number, the maximum claim amount, as we call it, or the value of the home that's counted toward determining how much money one can get, was $362,790. Then from the end of November, or the end of, October through December of 2008, that number was increased again to $417,000. And then in February of 2009, President Obama signed a bill, the American Reinvestment Act, and it was part of the stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
And that number was increased to $625,500. So you can see that the amount of the home that counted toward determining how much one can get has constantly gone up, so that the more value of the home that counted, the higher the amount that one can get. So if one lives in a $650,000 home, $625,000 and $625,500 of that home is going to be counted with determining how much one can get. So if one lives in a $300,000 home, only $300,000 is going to be counted toward determining how much one can get. Now let's say one lives in a $1 million home.
It's still $625,000,
right? $625,500 is going to be counted toward determining how much one can get. So that is significant. So the fact that the value of the home portion of this has gone up, that makes all the difference in the world. And so when we talk about this stuff, I will tell you that if somebody that lives in a high-value home, who's, let's say, talking 72 years of age, you know, they can have access to well over $300,000. And then it gets a little more complex, because it depends whether we're talking about an adjustable rate loan or a fixed rate loan, and I don't think we have enough time to really get into that. But the fact is, with President Obama signing the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in 2009, which, as I said earlier, was part of the stimulus package, that made all the difference in the world towards the amount of money that a senior can get. So they are looking at a tremendous amount of money.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's a surprising amount of money. So what are the interest rates? What are the costs? I mean, how does this work? You just...
Okay.
Do they, like, have a mortgage on your house, or...
Mm-hmm. Good question, because it works in one regard very similar to what you just said. It's like having a mortgage on your house. And closing costs, when it comes to the FHA, HECM reverse mortgage loan, or HUD reverse mortgage loan. So if you hear somebody say, when they're talking about reverse mortgages, either HECM, HECM, home equity conversion mortgage, or HUD, or FHA, they're referring to the same government-insured loan. So when we talk about closing costs, again, it goes back to the value of the home. So if we say, talking about a subject property having a value of $250,000 to, you know, that max of $625,500, you're talking about a range of closing costs from about $13,000 to $24,000. And while that seems like a lot of money, the government gets a significant portion of that money for the mortgage insurance. The government is insuring that... Should, when this loan becomes due, should the value of the home not be, or should the amount due be greater than the value of the home, then there is no liability to the family to make up that difference. The government will make up the difference.
So that's
terrific. It gives protection to the family, and that's the government insurance. And yes, it's expensive, but in the end, the heirs never have to worry about the home being upside down when this loan becomes due.
Wow, interesting. And then the interest rates? Are there interest rates?
Oh, yeah. Like any kind of a loan, you know, there are interest rates, and generally... the interest rates right now range from, just to give you a broad range, about 3.5% to about 5.6%. And that's always fluctuating because it's based on the bond market. And if you look at the financial news, those bond instruments are always in a state of fluctuation. What's getting more prominent right now is the fixed rate reverse mortgage. They first came out in about 2007, and they are gaining a lot of popularity because those fixed rate interest rates are starting to come down a little bit. And the big negative when it comes to the fixed rate, remember earlier I said there are a variety of ways one can take the money?
Mm-hmm.
With the fixed rate, there's only right now one option. You got to take all the money in one lump sum.
Oh.
So that, you know, for somebody who can manage the money, great. Well, not everybody can. Not everybody is a good manager of funds. So one got to be very careful in that regard. But if one has a lot of debt, the fixed rate could very well be the way to go. Different lenders have different programs, fixed rate programs, and there are a few that where the interest rates are really starting to come down. So it's something to take a look at.
Absolutely. Well, this is fascinating. We're going to again take a break, a short break. And this is Barbara Friesner, and you are listening to Age Wise Living, and our guest today is Dennis Haber. And when we come back, he's going to give us some more answers to our questions about reverse mortgages. And for more information about Dennis, again, check out his blog, the Reverse Mortgage Blog, at DennisHaber.com. That's Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Haber, H-A-B-E-R.com. And if you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, remember to do that. That's at agewiseliving.com. Again, that's agewiseliving.com. And with that, we will be right back.
News, opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another?
Don't you wish you had some place to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living, and I am Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Dennis Haber. And he's answering questions about reverse mortgages. And before we went on the break, Dennis, you were mentioning something about the only way you can take that particular loan is in a lump sum. So go back, if you would. I know you touched on this very briefly in the beginning, but go back, if you would, and give the different ways people can get money through a reverse mortgage, if you would.
Okay. There are, like you just suggested, a variety of ways to take the money. You can get it on a monthly basis. You can get a lump sum, partial lump sum. So let's say somebody needs to do certain repairs on the house and they know that it's going to happen rather soon, or property taxes are due and they need a bunch of money to pay that. They can simply take a lump sum out of the program and have money ready when those things become due. Or one can combine these things. For example, you can get a monthly amount and have money in the line of credit that you can use whenever one needs it. So it's very flexible, and that's the beautiful thing about the program. You start one way, and you can change how one accesses the funds. The other thing, when it comes to, we were talking about the interest rates, and there are, you know, adjustable reverse mortgages and there are fixed rate reverse mortgages. And I think it's very important because, you know, the financial people are saying a whole bunch of different things. Some are suggesting very forcefully that we are going to be entering a state of hyperinflation very, very soon. Others say, well, we're not really sure. There'll be some inflation, but we don't know how much. But my point is that I think people that do the reverse mortgage need to be fully aware that whether it's the fixed rate, because interest, although the interest rate is relatively low, the interest starts accruing on all that money that they take out in that one lump sum. So regardless whether we're talking about the adjustable or the fixed, I think people need to be aware that when this loan becomes due, there most likely is going to be less equity in the home than they may have anticipated. And it's important that they understand that this money is really for them to use today. And if they want to upon their death, to leave their home either mortgage-free to their kids or with plenty of equity left over, then the reverse mortgage is not for them.
Okay. Now, good advice. And that's, you know, that's something to really take a look at. What are your objectives, which we tell everybody to do anyway? Question, reverse mortgage is like sort of any line of credit where you have the line of credit and you paid a fee to set it up, sort of, and then interest only starts accruing on the amount you actually take out?
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct. So when if one is using just, let's say, the line of credit option, the interest is accruing only on the money that's withdrawn from the program. So that's
okay.
Very important to know. So let's say, for example, I have a line of credit of, just to use a number, $100,000. And there's $100,000 sitting in that line of credit. The interest is only accruing on what I would ultimately owe back on money that I take out of the line of credit. Plus, of course, you know, when you talked about setting up the loan, you know, there were closing costs, so interest is accruing on the closing cost as well. But the cool thing, and I really say cool, is that the money that's sitting in the line of credit has a growth factor attached to it. So let's say I have this line of credit set up, and a year goes by, 2 years go by, and I have this. I started out with $100,000. Well, after year one, depending on what the interest rate is, I could have, let's say, for argument's sake, $106,000 in that line of credit now. And the program was set up so that this growth factor attaches to the monies that are not being used, in essence, to give seniors, always give seniors access to additional funds. And it's a great, great thing.
So in other words, what you're saying is that what you don't use, you earn interest on, and
let's not use that word interest, because it's technically not interest.
Okay.
That's why I say growth factor, because if it was interest, there would be taxes due on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, these monies are not invested anywhere. It's simply inherent in the program itself.
Okay.
So that's a very, very important distinction to make. But compare that to, I go to my neighborhood bank and I take out a line of credit of, let's say, $100,000, and I don't use it for a year or two. Now I decide to use that money. How much money do I have? Well, the same $100,000. So there is a significant difference between a line of credit in your neighborhood bank and setting one up with the reverse mortgage tool. It's really, really something.
Very interesting. Now, when does a reverse mortgage become due? I'm assuming, and we know what that means, to assume that it comes due when the person who has the loan dies.
Well, that's one, right?
Okay.
It becomes due upon death, it becomes due upon sale, and it becomes due If it's no longer the primary residence of either of the borrowers. So those are the three instances when the loan becomes due. Now, just so you know, because there's so many things said about this program, in the mortgage instrument itself, this loan absolutely positively becomes due when the youngest borrower reaches their 150th birthday. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Their 150th birthday?
Yep, that's right in the mortgage documents.
I think that's very cool, and I want to meet the person who achieved that. That is so funny.
But what we tell the clients is that if
long
you achieve
prosper,
that,
huh?
You're going to be on the Oprah show. You
that's
know,
right.
So
that's
get,
right. You make so much money, you won't need to have the reverse mortgage. And I have to say, I am so sorry, but that is actually all the time we have today. The time went really, really fast. And I, again, want to thank Dennis Haber, who has been a wonderful guest, and I really appreciate all of the information. For more information about Dennis, you can check out his blog, the Reverse Mortgage Blog, at DennisHaber.com. You can also purchase his book, which is Piggy Bank Your Home, at any bookstore or through Amazon.com, or you can go to his website, PiggyBankYourHome.com. And let you know that next week, Tuesday at 10 a.m., our regular time, our special guest will be Jeffrey Asher, who will be telling us how to stay at home and keep your income while under Medicaid. So an important show, so you won't want to miss it. I had a great time, and I want to thank you all so much. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara Friesner saying have a terrific week, and carpe diem, seize the day.
We appreciate your joining us for AgeWise Living with host Barbara Friesner. Please tune in again next Tuesday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on the Voice America Variety Channel.